Mr. Mayor, last Thursday, March 7th, the county staff introduced a plan to explore a franchise agreement process for the unincorporated areas of Orange County, which would include the privatization of curbside household solid waste and recycling, the impact of the changes to the recycling program for Carrboro residents would be the elimination of Orange County's curbside recycling collection as of July 1, 2014. The economic impact, if the Carrboro residents were if taxpayers have to assume that cost, would be about $300,000.
What's their thinking behind this? I mean, do you know? And what's going to happen to the employees? And what's going to happen to people? What's going to happen when people go, no, I don't want to pay extra for it. I'm already paying my tax bill. Right. I'm just throwing it somewhere else. This recycling program that has put us in the forefront, not just in the state, but in the nation for our recycling efforts, to privatize that? I mean, this isn't Michigan. I just find that shocking. Shocking. And to be coming from the county. It's like, really?
Incredible.
David, do you have some kind of presentation or some kind of
No, we don't.
You're going to, or is this just a general discussion?
You know, I think our timing is good because we kind of knew this was, had heard it was coming from the county, and it's the result of some type of lawsuit, which I don't know if you're.
You've all heard about the Landvale decision, which was really.
No.
Decision?
This is the one they've referenced a few times.
Landvale, L-A-N-V-A-L. It's a North Carolina Supreme Court case decided back in the end of 2012, which the import of it, although it had nothing to do with recycling or solid waste or collection of fees associated with those kinds of programs, what it was about was the court very narrowly interpreting statutes giving local governments authority to do things. And the county has, I think as a result of Landvale and as a result of the pending closure of the landfill, looked at all their programs and realized that perhaps the way they were operating their recycling program under the statutory authority given to counties might not be as clear as we had thought it was before Landvale. So I think they're now rethinking whether they have authority to carry out the program the way they've been carrying it out in the past. And they're exploring alternatives because I think they're afraid that some other court, if this program were challenged, some other court would apply Landvale and say, wait a second, there's no statutory authority for the way you're doing it. Hence their review of the program now.
Well, how about just regular waste collection?
The statutory authority for regular solid waste collection is clear, but the problem has to do in the county enabling legislation. There's clear authority for counties to have solid waste programs. It's not so clear about their authority to have recycling programs and how they can charge or pay for recycling programs. Conversely, or in the alternatively, for towns, for local governments, under Chapter 168 of the General Statutes, there is clear authority for a recycling component to your solid waste program. And that has caused the county, I think, to have some pause.
Wow.
And how does this compare? Is this related to Sappho, the kind of hesitancy there was around Sappho, too?
Well, I think the Landvale case was about adequate public facilities, and this is kind of related to this, our discussion about Sappho before.
So what strikes me is that Sappho seemed to be, our response to that case seemed to be rushed, and fortunately we took a step back and we're holding off on that, and it seems even more directly related than this connection is. So it amazes me to see kind of the urgency with which the county is moving forward on over-interpreting perhaps a case that's far removed. And I would very much encourage the county to take a step back. And I was shocked to see their last meeting where they just basically went ahead with what the manager proposed out of an unfounded fear of time running out. I mean, we need to really take advantage and look at this with some time and not throw out the window such an invaluable program as a recycling program is. So I don't know how we want to signal that. I would hope as a board that we could speak to the county and make a statement to that effect. I'm really worried too that as governments who have collaborated in the past, we're not really having a clear channel or space within which to collaborate as we move forward. Already we've lost the landfill, that was pretty unilateral, but to now lose our recycling in the way it is really concerning. So if the board is willing, if we could tailor some kind of statement to convey to the county our concern.
I just want some clarity on something.
Go ahead.
Is the issue that the county was, in this case, was unfairly competing with the private sector? That wasn't the issue.
That wasn't the issue. The issue really was the statutory authority for, whether there was clear statutory authority or not for the county to implement the program the way they have been for however many years.
The 3R fee, in other words.
Right. And yeah. Just to be clear, I mean, the Landvale case, I don't want to overemphasize this, but if the reasoning of the Supreme Court majority in that case is applied broadly, that is across the range of services, it could have pretty significant implications.
On other services,
sure,
as well?
But we don't know if they're doing it.
But we just don't know at this point.
So why do we preempt ourselves?
We believe, and we hope as practitioners, we hope that it is a narrow to the zoning power kind of interpretation of will be applied.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me, if I may, I would like to recognize Terry Buckner to address the board briefly.
Hi, this has been my past 2 days looking into this, and I think the problem might be in the way the 3R fee is being calculated, that part of it is done as an assessment and part of it is done as a tax. So what we have is a funding problem, and what they are proposing, privatization, is a collection solution. Uh-huh. And so I'm here to ask you, please, to stand up to the county and say, no, we want to keep our recycling program the way it is, and let's find another solution. This problem is affecting 13,000 of those of us who are in the unincorporated rural areas. And it comes out, the fee that we're being charged comes out to be about $6.50 a month. There's no way we will ever get a privatized system that for that cheap. If we lose this, we lose all of the schools are going to have to start paying. It's going to affect you and the cities. The manager is just moving too quickly on this. They're having a budget meeting tonight, and he's zeroed out the capital improvement program funds for the recycling program. So it's kind of like he's treating this as a done deal, and I am asking you to please be the barrier. We've worked hard on this program, and we can't lose it. There's got to be some other solutions. So, thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank all right.
Mr. Mayor, there's a real simple solution to it all. And that was in your staff report, and that would be really for the town to advocate that Orange County continue to fund the recycling program as it is and raise their property tax rate, and nothing changes. It's that simple. It could be that simple.
Just to jump on top of that, all the attorneys representing the county and the local governments in Orange County, we met and discussed this issue back maybe about 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. And certainly those of us who were representing local governments, Carrboro, Hillsborough, and Chapel Hill, all came to the same conclusion, is that the program could remain exactly the way it is if the county would just say, we're going to pay for it through general taxes rather than through an assessment. And so that was a suggestion we made on a, as the lawyers.
It's really minimal, right?
Well, I don't know what the exact dollar amounts are, but it's almost shifting, just shifting the way you're paying for it from an assessment. The money, the dollar amounts don't change, just how you collect the dollar changes, perhaps from whom you collect it to some extent.
So just to explore this for a moment so that we have like the flavor of the difference between the funding system, that the kind of funding system you're talking about, the kind of funding system that we're currently under. Right now, the way the 3R fee works is that if you have a single family home, you pay a certain amount. And if you are in a multifamily home, so for example, if you own a townhome or a condominium, you pay a different fee. And I think there's also a difference between rural and urban, because you know, if you live out off a Hatch Road, you only get service twice a week, or once every 2 weeks, as opposed to once a week in town. So there's some difference between rural and urban fee, and there's also a difference between the amount that that owners of multifamily units pay is lower than for single-family units, detached houses. If it were paid for out of the county's general fund, then the amount that you pay would be attached, would be a function of the value, the tax value of your home. So, for example, you know, right now, let's say if you live on, I don't know, like on Lloyd Street, your house, and you live in a single family house, your house might be valued at $150,000 and you pay X amount. If you live on Stratford Drive in Carrboro, where your house is valued at 3, 4, possibly even 5 times as much, you pay the same amount that a single family home on Lloyd Street does. If the funding structure for our recycling program were changed so that it was paid for out of general fund, then it would be related strictly to value, so that somebody on Lloyd Street would be paying only a quarter as much as somebody on Stratford Drive.
So it would be better?
Well, depends on whether you live on Lloyd Street or whether you live on Stratford Drive.
It's
a question. Well, it'd be a more progressive form of paying for the system in order to link it to the value of the real estate. For the most part, generally speaking, there could be some examples of situations where the reverse would be the case, because, for example, there are some people who live. Let's say if you live in one of the townhomes at Lake Hogan Farms, for example, the values on those properties are considerably higher than the average value of a home in Carrboro more generally, or than various multifamily houses. So, for example, the amount that somebody who lives in Lake Hogan Farms in one of the townhouses there might be, the effective amount that they might be paying might go up for them.
And you could see that three different townhomes, depending upon where they are, if they're Canterbury or they're Rosewalk or they're Lake Hogan Farms, could be paying different.
Mm-hmm. Or Abbey Court.
Right. Exactly.
For example, that right now, whether you're at Rosewalk or Abbey Court, you're paying the same amount. But
right.
Under this change, it would then relate to value, so
you
that somebody at Rosewalk might, the effective cost to them might be considerably higher, mm-hmm. compared with what Abbey Court residents might be paying, because at Abbey Court your tax value is probably in the range of like $40,000, and at Rosewalk it's probably $300,000+. So the difference could be very significant.
And then isn't there an issue, too, with rural, if you go through the property tax avenue, wouldn't there be an unfair, allocation there.
That would be a significant, that could well be a significant difference. And in fact, it would be a significant difference, especially depending on exactly where you live. So, for example, my mother, I mentioned off of Hatch Road, my mother lives off out of Hatch Road. She only gets service every 2 weeks on recycling, versus somebody in town gets, at least under our present system, gets service every week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for comparably valued houses, she'd only be getting half the service mm-hmm. that somebody in town would be getting. And, you know, there are quite a few numerically it might be a small percentage, but there are houses in rural, there are lots of houses in rural Orange County. You know, a good 10-15% of the residents of Orange County don't get any curbside recycling service because where they live is such a rural location that it's not cost effective to give them curbside service. So anyway, I'm pointing that out so that we have all kind of the facts on the table. Not
which also raises the questions of the convenience centers and the upkeep of having the convenience centers for the county and also for the municipalities.
So. Well, you know, I guess my personal perspective on that would be that if all of this stuff, if all the various recycling services were being paid for through our county taxes, that it would be a more fair system in that, you know, people who live in more rural areas would be contributing in a more fair way to the cost of those rural convenience centers.
Right.
You know, for most of us, you know, there's a recycling center on Ford Road in rural Orange County, mm-hmm. 4 miles west of Carrboro, that most people in Carrboro get, you know, very little. Very seldom do any of us in Carrboro ever use that site. I'm not trying to pick on that site, but just as an example, there are many others. Anyway, but here's the real thing is that I basically, I think I, somebody marked down this date. I really agree with what Terry has to say. On the whole, you know, the question, it really isn't even a question of how we should pay for it. It's not even a question of how we should pay for it. It's a question of that this is a service that residents of our town, and I think residents of the county in general, benefit from tremendously and that we value a lot and that we want to see continue. And, you know, if there's a problem with the funding mechanism, then please, Orange County Commissioners, find a solution to the problem other than cutting the program. You know, let's figure it out.
In other words, I don't want to prescribe
what that solution ought to be. I mean, I have an opinion, but I don't want to try and prescribe what that solution ought to be. But just to say, look, this is highly valued by people in our community, county commissioners. There are a number of possibilities. Please find a solution, and have that solution be that we're all going to continue to get this important service.
Yeah, I think I would recommend that we generate a letter urgently to the commissioners stating our unequivocal support for continuation of recycling services in the municipalities in Orange County. Because I really see this as, you know, throwing down the gauntlet of an interest in privatization as a maneuver to get us to do exactly this. Yeah. You know, to get us to generate a letter so that we're asking that it comes out of the general fund. And if they hadn't thought of it, then at least they know that we want to sit down and hammer this out because we are completely committed to the recycling programs.
Is that a motion?
So it is.
Can I just speak to that? I mean, what is shocking to me is that I saw their meeting, and it's not that they didn't consider it. Every single person that came up and spoke begged them to consider alternative options.
Right.
And they just couldn't hear that, and they went along with the process proposed by their manager, which sets the course for this franchise agreement. So, I mean, for me, what has to happen is that they should really, like, wake up and recognize that they're not representing the people, they're representing their manager. And they need to cancel that public hearing and instead have a public hearing on what is underlying, what's the underlying problem and what are the various options. And at the same time, continue funding the recycling. I mean, what Terry just mentioned today of their zeroing out the recycling, we weren't warned about that. And just zeroing it out is this total disregard for not just the rural folks, but the urban folks, us. And they need to continue funding that so that we at least buy time so we can have the appropriate discussion to sustain this program.
Other thing that people aren't talking about, and this happens whenever you privatize something, this is a system that we have built over the past over 30 years with both our money but also our goodwill. And a private hauler would not be able to come in. Think of the advertising and the public outreach and the education and all of that that a private hauler would have to put in place in order to make money off of this. And instead, you know, we're handing them potentially the best market in the state for what they're providing. We are a community that, you know, all the kids recycle without even thinking about it, you know? Mm-hmm. So we would be handing this ready-made market. And then I wonder about, well, what about our equipment?
Ready-made market, but ready-made by, you know, by
that's what I'm saying, by us,
by our tax dollars,
right.
And by our efforts.
Exactly.
And
it's once again, and there's this move to privatize public goods, which on the surface can sound, oh, okay, but it's really taking what we have paid for and developed and handing it over and paying somebody on top of that to take it away from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge philosophical difference. And I, like you, I'm very surprised to see the county commissioners on the other side of that philosophical conversation.
The other thing that we haven't mentioned tonight is the franchise would be an opt-in. So, and I think there are studies that show that you know, participation in those kinds of programs. I mean, maybe in Orange County because we have invested in, but still, it's going to be way less than what we currently have. So it is contrary completely to the underlying philosophy we have in this county and in this town.
If you forget to pay your $260, do your bottles stay out front that week? Or?
I think the question Sammy's raising about how what's happening with the budget and the way solid programs are being dismantled in order I don't know what they're replacing it with, but tight infrastructure in solid waste and recycling, those budgets are being cut completely, and you know that's the basis of what the county has been providing in complete alignment with the values of the county. So, I mean, to me, it raises a greater question of not only who are you representing, but why are you dismantling things that we have taken so long to build? What is your goal? Is it to you know, enhance a budget, you know?
And what about the staff? I mean, there are people whose entire careers have been spent building this amazing recycling program. I don't think that any private firm would, you know, maybe some of them are ready to retire and that's why this is happening. I don't know.
At this meeting, none of the staff who are involved spoke about dismantling their system, strangely enough.
No. What would happen to the staff?
They may be starting to feel like they're ready to retire as these things are happening. Well, let me say this. I think, Jackie, the point you're raising is an important one to you. Some of our current recycling program is contracted out to private companies. And some of it is done in-house through our county government. And I literally was just on Facebook the other day commenting on this point. But I think, you know, if anything, that we ought to be moving in the other direction.
Exactly.
That when it comes to solid waste management, that more and more it ought to be about having public employees perform the role, and that we need to Town of Carrboro has already been working on this issue, but we need to recognize that solid waste management is one of the most difficult and dangerous jobs there is out there. It's solid waste management is actually rated by who is it? The federal agency that OSHA says that solid waste management is the fourth most dangerous occupation in the United States of America, behind like forestry, mining, and fisheries. And it is sadly, whether you're talking private sector or public sector, it's one of the lowest paid jobs out there. And that we need to, if anything, be moving exactly in the opposite direction and recognizing that this is an absolutely, that solid waste management is one of the three, possibly the number one most critical function of town governments and city That's governments across the nation, and that the service that people who work in solid waste collection and in recycling provide are that's one of the most critical public health functions. It is the most critical public health function, really, that our municipal governments provide, and that, you know, heading down the path of putting that into the hands of the private sector, where the employees will be paid less and less and exposed to greater and greater dangers, is exactly wrong. It may make sense from a sort of capitalistic point of view, but in terms of what's fair and what's right and what's sort of good for our society and what recognizes people's role and the value of their role in our community, it's exactly wrong. So, yeah. Anyway, it's been moved and seconded.
Just one more question to the manager. Did we find out if they canceled their, I presume they have, the single stream recycling bin that we were all very in favor of the last time we met as an assembly of governments?
Well, yeah, what implications does this hold with respect to?
It's been on hold, hasn't it, George? The Orange County's put that on hold.
Yeah. But again.
Could I squeeze in one other question? Do you want to make reference to the swab in the letter or the premature?
Let's not dilute it.
I think
we're all in agreement about the need for the swab.
I'd just like to note that Barry was averse to it, but if the manager is now speaking in favor of it, it might actually happen. So,
I would recommend a separate letter in response to swab.
I think it's really ironic.
And I really think that, you know, one of the things that really irks me about this is the county's move to ship out the waste and to hand it off. Where is this mindset coming from? And we really need to push back strong because that's not where we've come from on this. And it's not the mentality that we support. In fact, when Mark talks about going the other way, we work very hard in a sustainability mindset of taking responsibility for what we generate. And yet I'm seeing at the county level, you know, the idea of shipping it out and handing it off is becoming more too commonplace.
I think that when it comes to why the county's in the position of shipping it off, we all bear that responsibility evenly. And I can hear the county listening to those remarks and going, yeah, where was Carrboro when we were siting the landfill? How close to Carrboro do you want it? How? So I think
it's almost better not to go there.
Yeah, when it comes to this issue, I kind of agree. Okay. But man, we are all responsible for the.
Well, let's have this letter be kind of laser-focused on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been moved and, I think, seconded, I guess, by Sammy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passed unanimously. And Mr. Manager, if you would, it's sort of incidental to this point, but if you would find a way to make a point to communicate to all those who work in our solid waste collection system for the town of Carrboro some of the points that I was making in terms of how much they are valued by our Carrboro town government and how much all of us on the Carrboro Board of Aldermen appreciate the hard work that they do for our town. I think we would all appreciate that.
We'll do.
All right.
And the state.
All right, that brings us to item B3, discussion of town commons use policy.
Matt has a staff report. You going to report on that?
No. I'll just give a quick rundown.